go.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Chris Fade. Celebrities Ed Sheeran.
They call me Leb Sheeran.
Pretty Malik.
Shut up.
In Big Rossi.
4 years in Greece, my nickname was Peta Vuvalo, which means baby cow.
They called him baby cow.
This is the Chris Fade Show.
So great to hear you guys early in the morning, and it really makes my day.
The Chris Fade Show.
Oh, hello, Mum. Hello, Dad. It's your Monday, 6:03. Good morning, good morning, good morning. June 28th, 2021. Hello, Pretty Malik. Hello, Big Rossi.
Good morning.
What's going on?
How's life, everyone?
Yesterday after the show, went home.
Yeah.
Did nothing.
Nothing at all.
Just watched sports all day. And I couldn't get off the couch.
That's
lovely.
Okay.
Which I don't usually do. Usually I want to get up and about, but I pulled the pin on yesterday. I said, okay, we're going to have a chill day.
Sometimes you need a day like that, though. Like, you need to just not do anything but watch TV.
Sometimes you do, Pretty.
Yeah. If it makes you feel any better, you will have been disgusted by the amount of food I ate yesterday.
Oh, you went out for your wife's birthday, right?
Yeah, but we ordered just so much food and I ate it all.
Good on you.
I feel horrible.
Can I ask you a question? You were dressed so nicely with like a button-down white shirt yesterday.
Yeah.
And then you changed into a football jersey to go to dinner for your wife's birthday.
Yeah.
Can I ask why?
He didn't wear that ugly, colorful one, did he?
Like, you look...
Throw that out.
You look
nice. No, that's Pharrell's human
race. It doesn't look good.
I like it.
I know, I like it, but I'm just saying you look so, like, as if you were ready to go to dinner during the show in the morning, and then you change into a football jersey to go to dinner.
Yeah. Anyway, Chris, you wear that full-on fluorescent yellow outfit.
He just ignored your question. She's asking you a question. How come for the show you had a nice collared shirt on, but then when you took your wife out for dinner, you wore a football shirt?
Because it was casual where we went.
And what about the show? Are we not casual?
I love that answer. I love you, Rossi.
Thank you. Thank you, Pretty.
What are you doing? Stop it.
He's currently using the corner of a medicine. I think it's like a Panadol or something like that.
Nexium, yeah.
The aluminium, you're using it as a toothpicker right now. You're getting inside your teeth.
I've got something stuck in my tooth.
All right, buddy. Well, listen, it's good to have you here, mate. Well done. Pretty.
Thanks.
Looking fat. Who's on your shirt? What are you wearing there?
I don't know. Just a girl.
Oh, okay. It was like an activist or something.
No, my friend's fashion line.
All right. Well, there it is. Listen, we're out of here. Have a great day.
What a great show.
That's what we're getting paid to do. Just we come here, we do one little talk on the radio, and then we go home and I'll get back into bed here.
Oh, wouldn't that be great?
All the joys of getting back into bed. As a kid, you never wanted to be in there. As an old adult, that's all you want to be, in bed. Isn't it crazy?
Wouldn't it be great if someone forced you to have nap time as an adult? You would take it.
Amazon's new work policy. At 3 o'clock, we all come together and we all have a little nap.
Oh, I would love that.
You're like, okay, cool. Thanks, Jeff. We appreciate it, man. We all need it. We all need a little bit of it. We are talking Amazon, actually, on today's show. There is something so future technologically cool. We're going to be talking about that. Also, The Rock and Amazon, what are they up to? Did you see The Rock and Jeff Bezos hanging out together?
Ooh, really? That's a lot of money in one room.
Yeah. Just their arms around each other. They're coming together to do something pretty cool, which is great. We're talking UFOs. All right, we're going to be speaking about UFOs and aliens on today's show, so stand by for that one. Right now, who is up? Who's going to be our first caller of the morning? You're going to be my first caller? Come on. I want to talk to you on the way to the gym or work or whatever it is that you're doing. Call me right now, 04-871-5544. You may have never called the radio station before. You're like, I don't call radio stations. That's not me. What are you talking about, Chris? I'd love to hear from you.
Do it.
04-871-5544. All right, Hadija, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning. All good. And you guys?
Good. It's Monday. You know, it's a Monday.
It's a Monday, but it's my 4 days off, so I'm happy.
What do you do?
I work in the airport. Okay. So I just finished work right now, and I'm driving home.
So what do you do? Like, well, 4 days on, 4 days off, or something like that?
Yes. Two mornings, two nights, and 4 days off.
Oh, man, you like that? I don't mind that. It's pretty good, huh?
It's pretty good if you like traveling.
Yeah, so are you up in the air?
No.
Okay.
On the ground.
So you're on the ground.
But
so
you can,
what do you mean? Oh, if you like traveling, because you like, love those 4 days off to keep traveling.
Like you can always do that.
You can always just shuffle with your friends, get extra days off, and just travel.
How's the airport? Is it busier?
Right now, these days, yes. Quite busier than the usual.
Yeah, than the pandemic times, right? A lot of people. Yes. Everyone on my Instagram is in Greece right now. Everyone's going to Greece.
Everyone is going to Greece because their COVID restrictions are quite less than other countries, so that's why.
Rossi's he's going to Ibiza with the family because he's trying to get to the UK, so they're going to spend 12 days in Ibiza.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Yeah. Have you ever been?
Lucky you.
Yeah. Yeah, I know, but he's going with his kids. He's going to have a bit of a hard time trying to not go
out. It's okay. Just escape the heat.
Yeah, exactly. It's so true. Well, I'm glad you called us. I want you to go. Now you're going to go home and rest, right? You're going to have a sleep?
Yes, for sure.
Are you married?
No.
Okay, well, that's
good.
Thank God. No, I was going to say, it's great. You don't have to worry about anyone coming home. You can go do your own thing. Air conditioning on, blinds down. It's like a dark room. That's a good feeling.
Yes, exactly what I'm going to do.
That's a good feeling. I like that. All right. Thanks, Hajija.
You guys take care.
You too. You're amazing. Have a great morning. Appreciate it. Vincent, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Chris?
What's up?
Rossi and Preeti. How are you doing, guys? Long time I haven't spoken to you guys.
Fantastic, brother. What are you doing? It's 6:12. What are you up to?
I'm on my way to work, as usual.
Nice stuff. Anything we need to know about your life? Anything going on?
How you guys been? It's been a long time since I've spoken to you guys. You've always been my inspiration for driving as well.
Look at that. Yeah, we are all pretty good drivers. We're his inspiration for driving. We are good drivers.
Yeah.
Actually, except Rossi. You got to watch out for him driving.
No, more than good drivers, you're good mates. You keep people going early in the morning, keep them all positive, and, you know.
Thank you, brother.
Keeps you happy every day.
We appreciate
that. Are you
sure
you're listening to the right show?
Yeah. there's the laugh. There's the laugh, isn't it?
Rossi, how come you remember that?
I just remember everything.
Bro, that was me.
That was Chris.
You can't.
Oh, sorry, Chris. Chris.
Do you think Rossi and I sound the same?
Oof.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, no.
This is not good. Vincent, have a great morning. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. Have a great one. We'll take one more here. Sangeeta, hi.
Good morning to you guys.
You guys also, can I just say, this morning, it's a Monday. Monday on radio is the hardest day to get people to call because it's...
Why do you moan on a Monday?
I'm not moaning on a Monday. I'm saying on a Monday, it's hardest to get people to call a radio station.
Yeah.
Statistically, Mondays are the harder days. We have just had every single phone line ring and pop up from people wanting to be on the show. So we just want to say thank you. Now, Sangeeta, why are you moaning on a Monday?
I am not moaning, actually, because I just don't like to moan on any day for that matter.
Oh, you got to moan on one day. Come on.
Yeah, that's something that I enjoyed in the weekend with you guys.
What's that?
Okay, are you aware that there is Dubai has one of the largest solar parks in the world?
Yeah. Solar parks. Yeah, I think I've been there. It's out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Right. It's the Mohammed bin Rashid Al Maktoum Solar Park, right?
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
And it's somewhere in the corner of the borders, right?
Yeah.
Are we playing a game? I feel like you're testing us or there's a question coming up. What's going on?
There's something going on there. There's a beautiful innovation center.
Do you work
for that?
And
there's a wonderful museum tour for about an hour and a half.
Yeah.
So you like to apply through their post. They'll give you a timing.
An advertisement for this place? What's going on?
Okay, there's a huge museum.
Sangeeta, just
are you working for the park?
I'm working for making Dubai better. I'm retired.
So you're just out of passion wanting to promote the solar park?
Not just the solar park. Anything to do with energy conservation, sustainable life in Dubai, especially Dubai Life Suburban.
Okay, I like it. All right, so tell me more about the park. We are
so
all very interested.
I live in Dubai South, which is a suburban community.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty much away from a lot of places. Like, let's say we are about 25 kilometers away from the Jumeirah Beach even. You know, kind of a distance.
Yeah.
So we're going to be more innovative and sustainable with solar-powered home. And I run a 360 zero-waste house.
Whoa! Wow.
Are you serious?
Yes. All I have is a fire pit and a compost pit and a recycle bin for the community.
That's amazing. So all your trash you burn or you recycle?
I so sort my trash. If it is wet, it goes into the compost. If it is dry and it's not recyclable, it gets burnt because the ashes can go again into my sustainable garden.
Wow.
But if it can be recycled, straight it goes into the recycle bin, again sorted as glass, paper or plastic.
That's fantastic. We need more people like you on this world, you know?
Yeah.
No, the idea is taking this a little further to see how we can save by giving back into the grid with Diva. So that's when I got in touch with them and they told about the solar park visit. It's a place that welcomes the entire family as an entertainment, infotainment, I would say.
Yeah, that's great. Well, listen, Sangeeta, you're fabulous. You keep doing what you're doing, because honestly, we need more people like you in this world, okay?
Anybody needs motivation and inspiration. So I recommend families to take their children during the summer to a place like this there where they could educate the children about the history of electricity.
I reckon you should get a job there doing tours.
You'd be great.
Why don't you do that? Apply for a job and then you can and on the right-hand side here is what you got to do, and on the left is...
Yes.
People, they need someone like you. You're very passionate about
I'm very happy to be taking calls and taking the group of people. I've already asked them if I could be a community volunteer.
Good on you. This is Sangeeta. You know why solar panels are just so, trustworthy, though?
Oh, no, here we go.
They don't work in the shadows. I'm trying to do jokes on solar energy. There's not a lot online.
No.
Not bad.
Yeah, this is their latest single, Maroon 5. It's called Lost. I like it. Right here on Virgin Radio at 6:29.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got for us, Pretty?
So Scooter Braun says he's sad about how his acquisition of Taylor Swift's master recordings went down. Speaking to Variety, he maintains that he offered Taylor every single opportunity to buy back her masters. If you remember, it was about maybe a year and a half ago now when all of this was going on. Taylor is now re-releasing and re-recording all of her old albums so that she can own them again.
Yeah.
He told Variety, "I regret and it makes me sad that Taylor had that reaction to the deal. All of what happened has been very confusing and not based on anything factual. I don't know what story she was told." So
maybe she wants a bit of the attention as well.
Or maybe it was just a massive miscommunication between lawyers.
Nah.
You never know, man.
Nah, they all know what's going on.
There's so many levels between, it's like playing, you know, when you tell someone one thing, by the time it gets to the 10th person, it's mutated into 17 different forms.
Exactly. I reckon they knew. What else you got for us?
Travis Scott, he has this collaboration going on with Dior, right?
Yep.
They collaborate. He has a brand called Cactus Jack. They're going to be releasing a bunch of stuff. The first release of it is going to be in honor of Pop Smoke, the late rapper who was a good friend of Travis Scott as well. It's going to be a t-shirt with Pop's face on the front and lyrics from his song Dior. Pop Smoke had a song named Dior on the back, and his family was like very, very thankful about that. I hope they get some of the money. Yeah, I think he's done it in such a way that they do get some of the
cash,
the cut from it. So that's in tribute to Pop Smoke. And finally, this is a controversy that's been going on for a few weeks now. James Corden's segment, Spill Your Guts. You know the segment. So basically, he has a table of different food items.
He asks the celebrity a question, a pretty personal one. The celebrity decides
whether to eat the thing.
Yeah, or answer that real personal question.
Right. So there's been a petition to get that segment canceled.
Why?
And it got started by a girl named Kim Syra on TikTok. She pointed out that the segment characterizes Asian food and delicacies specifically as terrible, disgusting, and horrific. Like, one of the items on the segment is balut, which is a Filipino delicacy, right? Mm. So she started a petition saying that it amplifies and encourages anti-Asian racism.
Oh, my gosh.
And is culturally offensive and insensitive. So James Corden has now finally responded to that on the Howard Stern show. And Howard asked him, do you think they're being too sensitive about this.
Well, that's really not for us to say, I think, is the answer. Like, we heard that story, and, you know, the next time we do that bit, we absolutely won't involve or use any of those foods. Like, as you said at the start, our show is a show about joy and light and love. We don't want to make a show that upsets anybody. So we completely understand, and we just, yeah, I don't know when we're going to do that bit again, but when we do, we absolutely won't use any foods that... It's not for us to determine whether somebody's upset or hurt about something. That's not for us to decide. All we can do is go, all right, we get it, we hear you, we won't do that.
Great answer, James.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, you can't not offend someone. Someone is always going to be offended. Like, come on now. If they were using kibbeh, which is a traditional Lebanese raw meat dish,
yeah.
Like, and some people find that revolting.
Yeah.
Or raw liver, which yeah. you put in olive oil. People would find that. If they were doing it on the James Corden show, I'm not going to be like, oh, I'm finding this offensive. That's my traditional. Like, dude, get on with it. Like, eating the embryo of an egg. What is it?
It's duck.
But balut is like a Filipino delicacy.
It's fertilized duck
embryo. We've done it on the show, and like, it was disgusting for us because we're not used to that.
Yeah,
we're not being offensive in the Filipino community that we have here. We're like, oh my, they were proud. We're yeah. eating it.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Definitely. Like, cancel culture, man.
Because they like Filipino people understand to us that it's not normal, like usual to eat that type of thing.
Yeah, but it could be like someone going to the UK and having, I don't know, bangers and mash.
Yeah.
And like, oh, that's disgusting. Yeah, you mash up the potatoes and you put butter in it. Oh.
No, but in London, we have a thing called jellied eels, right?
What is that?
It's eels, literally eels. You know,
eat
like
eels?
Yeah, they eat jellied eels in London, right? So
kippers. You have kippers for breakfast or whatever it was, yeah. which is like sardines. For me, I'm like, ugh.
Yeah.
Like, you just got to watch out because of social media,
yeah.
everyone like this girl that but was complaining about it.
I think the point of the conversation was not that. It was the fact, I think her point was that they only seem to use Asian delicacies within it. And I get both sides of the argument. I can understand if someone's... I like what James said. You can't be the decision maker on whether you should be offended or not. If you are offended by something, you're offended by something.
Yeah, but if you're offended by something like that, get yourself into reality. If that's what's offending you, that's what is offending you, someone eating
right.
your traditional food and saying it's disgusting, I'm sorry.
But
it's just a normal thing that we get disgusted about.
I think it comes on the back of all the anti-Asian hate incidents that were happening in the U.S.
And that's a real issue.
Yes.
I agree with that. That's a real issue.
So she's saying that when he was specifically pointing out Asian delicacies to say it was gross, disgusting, terrible,
opinion is that she's fixated on it. She's trying to find everything right now to make sure that that's going through. Asian hate crime, which they talk about, is 100% real and 100% yeah. not called for at all.
Yeah.
And we need to fix that up. But talking about a James Corden doing a TV show where the celebrity has to eat something quote-unquote disgusting, put Arab food there. Let it be. Well, I don't think we're going to be complaining about it. I think we've got bigger issues to complain about and to worry about than, oh, he's having kibbeh. They said it was disgusting. We love it. We absolutely love it. How dare.
I'd say there'd be every culture, I think. Not everyone's as cool as you, though. That's what I think.
Nah. Well, if you're not,
you know,
get
like,
cool.
Not everyone is cool as you.
Just
cool.
Stop complaining about things that don't matter like that. Complain yeah. about the things that you need to and use your voice to exercise change in this world. Good change that we need. Things that are going on politically or, you know, just that gets to me. That these conversations when you got someone going on like that and we're all talking about it and then James Corden has to talk about it, then it goes to Howard Stern. Like, I'm like, wow, this is how we're wasting our lives.
I think James Corden has responded.
Great answer.
Wonderfully.
Great
and
answer.
If he's going to change it, great. Because they've done that before.
Yep.
They've done that before.
Great
so.
Answer. Yeah, yeah. It's like when we do something on this show sometimes where...
Some people do get offended.
And
we'll get
offended by someone. Look at him and go, you got offended by that. Like, and we did, like... My kid was listening and heard that. What was the one that we had recently when someone
remember.
Said to me, our kids were listening to that.
We used a word.
And it wasn't a bad thing that we did. I thought to myself, guys, you got to wake up. This is the real world. It's reality.
Yeah. yeah.
We didn't even do anything that was bad. My kid was listening to that. I can't believe it. Come on now. Come on.
Yeah.
All right.
It's are you okay?
Fault. You happy?
Yeah, it's early. I like a little rant at 6:37.
That's why I kept it here.
Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
What are you saying, Eddie? Eddie's like, he's screaming. I
remember, it was the story about the revenge. The
oh, yeah, that's right.
The Chewbacca one.
You used the word revenge.
Yeah, I told a story on the radio about how a guy got back at his ex. It was a revenge story.
And
it wasn't anything bad.
They said the word, using the word revenge was offensive.
How dare you use the word revenge? I've got my 7-year-old daughter listening.
Mm.
I'm like, what? Revenge? Oh, you don't want to come into my household. See how I talk around the kids.
Yeah.
Future's landed. I don't know, but what do you think about this, righty? So Amazon in the States, it's already kicked off. It's called Amazon One.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So now, you want to pay for something at a shop.
Yes.
Right now, how do you pay? You either do cash, you give them a card, or you tap, right? Now, a lot of us use the tapping of the phone.
Yes.
So Amazon One, you go to these kiosks now, which are located in certain stores across the country.
Yeah.
And you put your credit card in the machine, and then it scans your palm.
Okay.
You put your handprint down on this machine, it scans it.
Okay.
It attaches your palm to your credit card.
What?
Right? And then now when you go to the store again and you want to buy something.
Right.
You get your groceries and get whatever you need and you don't take anything out. You just put your palm over this machine, and now you're paying with your palm.
That is next level.
Pretty crazy, huh?
Wow. Next level.
They say, in theory, this would prevent someone else from ever stealing your identity to go shopping, be it a card, be it your phone, be it anything. You need your palm.
That's true.
No one's got the same palm as you right?
Each other, well, it's like a fingerprint, right? Everyone's got unique fingerprints. Isn't that crazy? We've all got different fingerprints.
Although a koala's fingerprints are very similar to humans.
I don't think a koala's going to go shopping, though.
You never know. It might be like 3 or 4 standing on top of each other with a long jacket.
A trench coat, yeah.
You never know.
You know what my thought just goes to? You know, like the old Hollywood movies? Remember when they used to scan your eyes, like to get into doors, for example?
Yeah,
I forget what movie it was. Was it a Tom Cruise movie where that guy just like cuts the guy's eye out? And then so that's, sorry, there's kids listening, possibly. That's all I kept thinking of was like, oh my gosh, you're going to get robbed for your hand now.
Yeah.
But do you think it's the future? Do you think that's where we're going to be in 10 years? I think it's going to be like that.
I think so. I think at some point in time, all the information that we ever need digitally is going to be within our bodies.
I agree.
Like, it's either going to be something that you put on your wrist, it's going to be a ring, it's going to be in your fingers. Like, we're just going to use our bodies for whatever we need.
I've bought a number of smart rings who claim that they can put their credit card details or open doors, but they've never had. Like, no ring
it's not worked
that
yet.
I've seen been able to do that. But I would love to wear a ring that has all my info. So when we come into work, for example, we just tap it on our doors and it opens our doors. When you get home, you open up your door, your home door. You pay for stuff on there. I'd love to have it like a ring that does it all.
But I guess the reason they're doing our fingerprints is because you could lose that ring. Can't lose your hand.
True.
Technically.
Technically, you can't lose your hand, right? But yeah, interesting. That could be the future. It's called, if you want to know more about it, it's called Amazon One. From what I understand right now, it's only in the States. But we'll see. Talking about Amazon, Jeff Bezos and The Rock have both posted the same photo at the same time. They are getting together to do some stuff. They haven't really announced what they're doing, but Seven Bucks Productions, which is The Rock's sort of film agency, is production, and Amazon are teaming up. Amazon Prime, it looks like.
Maybe it's a movie.
I don't know. I don't know what it is, but I think he said it's for the kids. So it looks like The Rock and Jeff are coming together.
Nice.
Look at that combination.
Wow.
Wouldn't you want to be in that room?
Yeah.
Wouldn't you want to be in that room?
Yes.
Yeah.
The Rock 100%. And Jeff just hanging out. How do you think the conversation went?
Hey, how you doing, man? Good to meet you.
I wonder if The Rock...
That was Jeff, by the way.
That was Jeff.
You wonder if The Rock what?
No, I'm just saying, I wonder if The Rock feels intimidated in front of Jeff Bezos.
I thought the same
because
thing.
Because he's obviously he's the powerful man. He is the most powerful man.
Yeah, and did The Rock feel at all intimidated? Because The Rock wouldn't. He's got so much money. He's a big guy. He's got all this. But now you're meeting Jeff.
Who has control over a lot of things.
Yeah, what do you think, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I say get him in the octagon. Get him in the ring and just have a fight out. Let's go.
No.
Money. Take your money.
Check it like that.
The Chris Fade Show's 10K Pop Quiz.
Powered by Rackbank Emirates Skywards World Elite MasterCard Credit Card. Limited period interest rate of 2.5% per month. Apply and get a free staycation at the Rixos Premium JBR. T's and C's apply.
Yeah, we couldn't do this without the guys at Rackbank. So thank you so much for making it all happen. We appreciate you. You know what I mean? Without it, we've been doing this. Close to millions of dirhams of cash been given away over the years, right?
Easily.
Actually, can we go live on Facebook for this one? Let's go live. I feel like we don't go live enough. But we get a lot of people from not only around the UAE, but around the world telling us that they're happy when we go live on Facebook.
Yeah.
Can we go live? Go to Virgin Radio DXB. We're live, it looks like.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Good morning, Facebook. And good morning to May. Hi.
Hello, you guys.
Good morning. You made it through to the pop quiz. You ready to win 10,000 dirhams cash?
I'm sure going to try.
What's going on? Tell us about May.
Well, actually, the pop quiz is now a feature in my life and my son's life because he now imitates you. After you do the pop quiz, we switch off the radio and he asks me 10 questions that he made up every day to imitate you, and we see how many I get right and wrong.
Oh,
and this is very special for me because my son has autism and it's an amazing way for us to bond every morning. So you inspired this communication between me and him.
Oh, I like this. Your son's autistic and you're saying that he, after we do this pop quiz, he'll then go and ask you 10 questions, and that's just a great way to get the communication out, right?
Every morning on our way to school, yeah.
That's brilliant. What's his name and how old is he?
My son's name is Safe, and he's going to be 13 on Thursday.
Safe, wow. And he's turning the big 13. I love it. Is he with you right now?
Yes, he is.
Just put me on loudspeaker. Let me say hello to him, if that's all right. Just put me on loudspeaker. I'll say hi.
Yes, Safe, just wants to say hi to you. Say hi.
Yo,
what up, Safe? Listen, Safe, I'm worried, man. You're so good at doing the 10 questions with Mum that you may have to come take my job one day. So, well done. We hear you do those 10 questions. Well done, Safe. Well done.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're welcome, aww, my man. Hopefully, I get to meet you real soon. Well, that's beautiful, May. I'm glad you little shared that story. I'm glad you're getting some communication in the mornings with your son. You and doing that little school run right now. Let's get you some cash. This is what you're here for. I've got 10 questions in front of me. You get them all right, you'll win 10,000 dirhams cash. Otherwise, we'll give you 100 dirhams for every question that you get right. You ready to do this?
I'm ready. Let's do this.
All right. Here we go. 60. We want you to win that 10,000. Here we go. 60 seconds on the clock. Your time begins right now. Lord Voldemort is a villain in which movie series?
I have no idea.
Which ex-boy band member had a hit called Can't Stop the Feeling?
Justin Bieber?
Finish the movie title. Pirates of the
Caribbean.
What is a Pikachu?
An animal.
How many players are on a tennis court during a game of mixed doubles?
Four.
Which comic book company published Superman comics?
I have no idea, Paul.
Finish the Rihanna song. This is what you came?
Four.
What is the capital of the Maldives?
I have no idea.
What country knocked out Portugal out of the Euros last night? Say Belgium.
England?
Belgium. Jamie Foxx. Jamie Foxx plays a music teacher, Joe Gardner, in which Disney movie?
I don't know. Back to the Future?
No. Which ex-boy band member has a hit, Can't Stop the Feeling? It's not Justin Bieber. It's the other Justin.
Timberlake.
There we go. Time is up, but I'll make sure we give you that last one. You got 50% right. 500 dirhams cash is yours. Well done.
That's all. I thought I would suck more than that.
Yeah. No, you did pretty well. You did all right. Harry Potter is Lord Voldemort. That's the villain right there. Pokemon is Pikachu is a Pokemon. DC, all right, published the Superman comics. And Malé is the capital of the Maldives. And Jamie Foxx plays Joe Gardner in the movie Soul. That would have got you 10,000 dirhams, but hello to you and Safe. Well done. 500 dirhams with Rack Bank and us here on the Chris Fade Show. Well done, okay?
Thank you, guys. Thank you so much. Have a wonderful morning.
You too, and I look forward to hopefully Safe asking you those 10 questions right after this, all right?
Yes, I'll be my own pop quiz now.
I love it. I love it. I love it. It's such a cool little thing. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And to all you guys on Facebook.
Good morning, all our fans on Facebook.
Love it. See ya.
Virgin Radio.
Pretty Malik's gossip.
What have you got, Pretty Malik?
So, Courtney Love, you know, legendary rocker, 56-year-old Courtney Love.
Yeah, Kurt Cobain's ex.
Yes.
She's been out. She's been talking a lot the last couple of weeks.
She has a bone to pick with Olivia Rodrigo, who is, you know, everyone's sweetheart right now. So, Olivia posted the artwork for her concert movie.
Yep.
And Courtney Love was like, well, that looks familiar, doesn't it? And the picture, it's Olivia and basically holding flowers and a prom dress, makeup running down her face with a crown on. And Courtney Love says that it's too similar to the cover of their 1994 album, Live Through This. And so she posted up on Instagram. Olivia responded, said, love you and Live Through This so much, saying she loves the album. And Courtney gave a really odd response. She said, Olivia, you're welcome. My favorite florist is in Notting Hill, London. DM me for deets. I look forward to reading your note. And then on Facebook, she said, does Disney teach kids reading and writing? Yes, this is rude.
Yeah,
so she's really upset.
I don't think she's, unfortunately, all there. About 2 weeks ago, Courtney Love came out and basically just threw all of the Foo Fighters under the bus.
Yes.
Dave Grohl said that you're the reason you've taken all the money from the death of my husband. And
Kurt, yeah.
Nonstop, it was a really bad post. And now she's come out to say, I'm truly sorry for lashing out at Dave Grohl. The whole singer recently slammed the Foo Fighters frontman for royalties and the agreement made with Nirvana regarding her ex-husband, Kurt Cobain. She said, I need to apologize to my recent post. It was insensitive and it was wrong. No matter how I feel, there are real people behind those words and I need to learn to be more responsible. I'm truly sorry if I've hurt anyone. But the post that she actually put up was, when I was reading it, I was like, uh-oh.
It was like really...
really bad.
Passionate.
Yeah, throwing everyone under the bus. So,
yeah, so
she may, she's lashing out at, what, an 18-year-old girl right now?
Yeah, but like, also, wasn't it Carrie, the movie Carrie, that invented did the whole prom crying makeup crown thing
first? There's nothing original.
There is nothing original.
You cannot complain about creating something if you never created it and you took it from someone, you know?
You must have. Let's move on to happy news for Cardi B. She delivered the greatest surprise at the BET Awards. She's having another baby. She showed off her baby bump while performing with husband Offset and his group Migos. I thought she was going to fall over. She was wearing these high heels, big baby bump. And I was like, Cardi B, just slow down.
Yeah.
Following the performance, she posted a photo on Instagram with the caption number 2 showing her baby bump. So congratulations to her and Offset.
We actually have some sound. This is the baby. This is the baby of Cardi B when he was born last time. Have a listen here.
Did you just ask if Pepsi a brr? Of course Pepsi is a brr.
There you go. Sounds like a grown woman already.
Right. Finally, Justin Bieber is pleading with fans to stop waiting outside of his apartment in New York City. New video posted on TikTok has gone viral, and it shows Justin actually pleading with fans to leave him alone. The video was uploaded this week, but we're not sure if it was taken recently or not. But I want you to have a listen to it's a little bit difficult to hear, but just try to listen, how Justin Bieber speaks to the fans.
He's very mature.
Very mature.
He's very mature. He gets out of his big SUV.
Yeah.
He's walking into his apartment in New York City. There's about 10 people just waiting for him, asking him for photos, and then Justin says this.
I hear you. This is my home. You know what I mean?
It's my home.
Where I live, and I don't appreciate you guys being here. You guys can be anywhere, but this is my home, you know? This is where at the end of the night, when you come home, you want to relax.
So he said, this is my home, you know what I mean? This is where I live, and I don't appreciate you guys being here. You know when you come home at the end of the night and you want to relax, this is my space to do that. So I would appreciate if you guys could leave.
And then she says, could I just get a photo?
He said no.
After he said that so nicely, and he was very calm, and he was looking at her in the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it is unfortunate. I understand. I mean, you got to understand how he feels. It's his home. It's his own little place. And, you know, they've tracked him down. I'm going to be in New York in a couple of weeks. Where is he? I'm going
to
go.
You want me to do some investigation?
I'm going
to
be like, hi, Justin. Can I get a photo?
You've met him before. Stop that.
No, I know. I don't think that's right. Hanging out in front of a celebrity's home, I think, is a little bit... it's too much.
I don't know, though. You know, like, I sometimes look at it from the perspective of, this is your one chance to see the person you idolize.
Sure.
You have finally found the one place you know this person is going to be.
His home.
This is the only chance you're ever going to get to meet them.
This is because Pretty Malik hung out at Nick Carter's house all the time, trying to meet the Backstreet Boys, all of them.
Yeah, that's why I went to Orlando every summer.
They try to find out their houses.
Never did.
If only you had the internet back then when you were a kid.
Oh, my goodness. You'd have to track them all down. Stalk them down.
There it is. Thank you, Pretty Malik. Hit us with your tag.
Peace out, home fries.
If you want to know where Rossi lives, he just lives to the right of the Burj.
Stop it.
I was going to give it, because, you know, you get your fans out there, mate.
No.
No?
Not again.
We're going to put our languages to the test. We're going to try to determine what language you're speaking. Yeah. You're only allowed to speak your native language.
Yeah, and we don't want the common words. We really want you to really go into a conversation in your own language. We're going to try to see if we can tell which one it is.
You got to keep it clean?
Yeah, please.
Because we don't want you to get in trouble.
Okay, no English from now,
no
Christina.
English.
But Christina, I want you to just speak your native language.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hi, bună dimineața. Ce faceți? Sper că sunteți bine. Acum m-am dus la școală ca să o las pe fica mea. O cheamă Sofia. Acum mă duc la servici. Lucrez la o grădiniță. Și cam atât. Voi ce faceți astăzi?
Okay, thank you, Christina.
Okay, I have a guess. Okay, everyone has a guess.
Okay.
Oh, everyone has
man,
a guess.
Man, that's a hard one.
Okay. We're writing down our guesses. Don't say anything yet, Christina. Don't say anything yet.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay,
all right. Around the table.
Okay, I've said, okay. What did you say?
I said Portuguese.
Portuguese. What did you say, Rossi?
Somalian.
Really? Oh my God.
Okay. Chris?
I've said Estonian.
Estonian? Is that a language?
I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
Yes, it is also.
Christina, what was the language you were speaking?
Actually, it's Romanian. It's a Latin language.
Romanian.
But it's close to Portuguese, actually, because it's Latin.
Okay, I thought it was Portuguese. Okay.
Yeah, but geographically, I think I'm the closest.
No, Christina said I was the closest.
No, but geographically.
I win.
Well, there we go. Thank you, Christina. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Hello to all of Romania. I like Romania.
Well done, Pretty. Well done.
Pretty didn't win that. None of us won it.
She said I was the closest.
All right. Now, no one gets a point there. Marvin, we're on to you. Now, Marvin, 30 seconds. Speak in your native language. Go ahead.
Ovula, chikawano ku Chris Fed show mwana cha kutenyo. Yeah, big gross at abuse pretty maliki ne Chris Fed.
Alright, that's enough. Stay there.
Ooh. I don't know.
What did you say?
I said Swahili.
What did you say?
Nigerian. Is that a language?
Is Nigerian a language? Yeah, it's be Swahili.
What
do they speak in Nigeria? Eddie, what do they speak?
There are so many languages in Nigeria.
Oh, so you have to
specify. What would you say to, like, because I think it's African of some type.
No, you have to pick a language.
I can help you.
I'm with Rossi. I think it's in Nigeria.
You think it's in Nigeria.
But I'm going to change it, and I'm going to say...
No, you just... He shook his head or something.
No, yes. He didn't.
He did.
All right, I'll go with Nigeria area. You've said Swahili.
I said Swahili.
Marvin, what is it?
Yeah, but actually, I'm just surprised how Pretty Malik tried.
She got it.
No, she didn't get it, but it's so close.
What is it?
It's Luganda in Uganda, next to Kenya.
I was so close again. So close.
None of us got it right, though. No points for anyone.
2 points for Preeti.
Hold on. We said Nigeria. We were close as well.
No, he said it's right next to Kenya, so therefore I'm...
Isn't Nigeria and Kenya close?
No, it's very far. Nigeria is in West Africa.
Yeah. It's close on the same continent.
Nah, I was closer. 2 points
All right,
me.
Marvin. Thanks, you, brother.
Marvin.
Do one more.
Rossi, that's 2 points for me.
No one gets any points.
I love it.
All right,
it.
We're on to CC now, trying to guess the language that everyone's speaking, their native language. You can try along here. CC, give us 30 seconds of your language. Go ahead.
Her vaxtınız xeyir, necəsiz? Hər gün sizə qulaq asıram və sizi çox sevirəm. Səsinizi eşitdiyim üçün çox sevirəm sizi. Çox sağ olun. Öpürəm sizi. Təşəkkürlər.
Wow. I'm lost. Wow. I am lost.
Okay, I've got one.
I'm going to say English.
I am lost.
Yeah, that was...
Brunch. Brunch language.
Just give us 10 more seconds, CC, of it, please.
Bəli, sizi çox sevirəm, hər gün sizə qulaq asıram, sizin səsinizi duyduqca çox sevinirəm, mənim hər gün gedirəm işə və sizi qulaq asanda çox super olur.
Wow.
It's nice language though, I like it. Yeah, we like
it. Like a song?
Okay, what are you Googling?
I'm just making sure what I'm saying is a country still.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so what did everyone say? We're going to go around the table. I don't know the language. I'm going to say, like, Czech Republic.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking.
Right. Yeah, it's a good one. I like it.
I've written Kazakhstan.
Kazakhstan. That's a good one. The stands. I've said Latvia.
Latvia.
Ooh. Latvia.
What is it, Cece?
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan.
Oh, Baku. I think Rossi, you're closest.
Yeah.
In the location. Well,
geographically. Very close.
Yeah. Oh man. Oh. All right, thank you.
Azerbaijan.
Yeah, say hello to everyone in Azerbaijan.
I want to do one more.
This is so great. This is so good.
Okay.
All right. Louise, 30 seconds of your native language. Go ahead.
Nakunda Virgin Radio, Nakunda Pretty Marik. Jewende umuntu nkunda kumviza radio yanyu, ibiganiro byanyu biranyohera cyane, biranshika ku mutima, ndabakunda cyane abantu bose mukorera kuri iyo radio. Murakoze. I'm done.
Okay.
Gosh.
Can we repeat answers?
Here I am thinking that I know pretty much most languages and how they sound, and I've been stumped nearly every single one.
I know.
I don't know.
Give me 10 more seconds, Louise. Yeah, yeah. 10 more seconds.
Hello?
Yeah, give me 10 more seconds, Louise. Give me something. A little bit more of it, of the language.
Alright,
okay. What are you saying?
I have no idea. I'm just going to go with a country.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say some Ghana.
Ghana, that's a good one.
I don't know. What do they speak in Ghana?
I'm going to say Eritrea.
Eritrea?
Yeah.
Chris?
I'm going to say Eritrea.
Why did you get that? Have you cheated?
How can I cheat?
I think there's definitely some French in there and there's some African in there. That's what I think. Cameroon is coming to me, but I'm not going to say that.
Come on, final answer. You're looking at Eddie. Eddie just told you it's not Cameroon.
Yeah, I was going to say Cameroon, but Eddie told me no. So that's why I changed.
What a cheater.
But I do think it's African and French. That was real.
Cameroon is your answer.
Okay, what is it, Louise?
It's Burundi.
Burundi. What is the language called?
Oh my gosh, Burundi.
It's Kirundi.
Kirundi.
You said they were speaking French.
Oh, okay.
So where is Burundi? I don't even know Burundi. Where is it?
It's in East Africa, next to Kenya, Uganda, Rwanda.
And do they speak French? Is it sort of that French African type like there? Because
yes.
It sounded beautiful.
I said Burundian is our mother tongue, but the language we're speaking is French.
Ah, it's so great. What a great language. Well, thank you so much for playing along with us, Eloise. It was great.
Yeah.
Hey, in your native language, could you get really angry at me right now? But don't use any profanity. I just want to hear you get angry at me in that language. I feel like it's good. Go ahead.
Sorry, come again?
Yeah, it's great. No, you know why I think it's happened?
Why?
I think because of wearing the masks.
Oh, because it rubs against the back of your
ear. Yeah, so at the back of my earlobe, I've got I went to the dermatologist 2 days ago for it. He gave me antibiotics. I haven't taken it yet. I'm trying not to take antibiotics. But he's given me antibiotic cream, which I'm putting on. And I said, what's this from? He said, do you clean behind your ears? I said, yes. Brianna said the same thing. Brianna was there with me. She's like, do you really clean behind your ears?
She didn't
believe
you. I said,
babe, I take 2 showers a day. I clean behind my ears, all right?
Do you really, though?
I do.
Do you really
Yes,
take the
I wash.
Time?
You know, I wash my face every day, like with a cream.
Okay.
I put it on like this.
Yeah.
And there's definitely water and soap going behind my ears. It's like, do you clean your feet? I don't clean my feet.
By accident?
Like my calves. I don't. Do you scrub your calves, Ross?
No.
Exactly. We don't bend over to clean our, calf. Between the knee and the foot, you're not doing any cleaning down there. It's whatever the soap's going
on. Okay,
down.
So that's not cleaning.
Eddie, you agree? Eddie agrees with me. Just to make sure that.
No, I don't.
No.
You don't clean it, right?
I do.
Well, you scrub your ankles and
yeah.
Yes.
And my feet.
Yes.
Under the feet.
Actually, yeah, there's this is on my feet anyway. This bit here by your heel.
Ankle?
Yeah, just
your ankle.
Behind the ankle.
Yeah.
There's a lot of skin there that comes off.
Okay. Well, I don't think that a lot of people clean between their knee and the foot. I feel like that's just, I let the soap do its business down there. I mean, there's a lot of.
There's one guy who does it.
Who?
Tony. Tony.
What a joke.
So on Friday, the U.S. intelligence community released a long-awaited report of what it knows about mysterious flying objects across the states. The military had to release this. This is what they were ordered to release it.
Yeah.
A senior U.S. official said of about 144 reports we're dealing with here, we have no clear indications that there are any non-terrestrial explanations for them. But we will, however, take the data with us and keep looking into it. Got you on the topic and got us on the topic of talking about UFOs and aliens. Don't worry, Ross is still in the studio.
I'm here.
Do you believe in aliens?
I don't know.
Do you believe in aliens?
Well, according to that report, there's nothing. Right?
Yeah, yeah, no, I mean, like, so many sightings and all that sort of stuff that you see up there. Do you believe that somewhere in another galaxy, on another planet somewhere, there is a whole different world where there's aliens, but they're not aliens, they're them. We're aliens to them. Like, do you think that there's a radio show happening on another planet where they're going, do you think there's other aliens? And we're them, we're the other aliens. And they're up there going, that's how they start off the show. You know, I say, hello, mum, hello, dad. They go,
paranormal universe.
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I think the universe is that big.
Yeah.
There must be some type of other planet, you know, with some type of species on it.
Yeah,
whether it be like a little insect or something, there's got to be life on other planets, I would say.
You know, I watched over the weekend A Quiet Place. Is that what it's called?
A Quiet Place 2, yeah.
Oh, man.
Scary,
yeah? Yeah, if you want to go see a good movie, watch that. It's about aliens and stuff. I believe that, yeah, I mean, personally, I think this is way, the galaxy, if you look at where we live, like planet Earth, and even the planets around it, we are still a dot,
yeah,
like a freckle in this universe. But, like, it just keeps going.
But didn't they discover, and it was really close to Earth, actually, it was another planet. It's very like Earth. That was recently. I can't remember the name of it, sorry.
Australia.
No, no, it's a planet.
Mars.
Kepler 452B.
Yeah, that's right.
They found a new planet.
Earth 2.0, they call it.
It was discovered in 2021, yeah. So it's very similar to Earth. Yeah.
But I just think that we only know a little bit. We're so small in this galaxy that there got to be something else. But have you seen a UFO? Have you had any experiences? Want to take your calls?
Do you believe in it?
Yeah, 04-871-5544. Pretty?
I'm on the fence. I really can't. I can't say either way. Is that okay to say? I don't know. Like, I feel like, yes, there must be some sort of something in this ginormous galaxy, right? But I don't think it's like the aliens that we think. I think that's like a movie thing.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything like that exists.
Like, you know, all these UFOs that you see flying around, it's always shot on some weird camera, like in the 80s.
Yeah.
And then now in the new ones, like, I'm telling you, my phone can zoom in and get a good shot. Like, but still, all the footage is like blurry and it's shaky. That's what gets to me.
Well, it's like the Loch Ness monster footage as well, isn't it? Same thing.
Yeah, the Loch Ness. Okay, there's a lot of calls coming in. Hey, get that top text that says my husband's a pilot. He had a close encounter.
What?
I want to hear that one. Denny, you claim you've seen two UFOs, Denny.
Yes, I did.
Where?
It was quite a few years ago.
Yeah.
When I was in India.
Okay.
All right. And it was around 8 o'clock in the night. I was having a walk near my house. And
you and your house?
That's kind of,
he was having a walk near his house.
Oh, near. I thought you were going for a walk with your house.
What? Listen, Kristen. Yeah.
Sorry. Okay.
Okay, so as I was walking, this happened twice, and it was both the similar ways. Like, it so happened, it was like not a busy area. And as I was walking, if I would look into the sky, I could see two circular white color lights. It's a double circular light, and then it would be floating like around a kilometer away from me in the sky.
Okay.
And then as I would walk forward, this would also follow me. And then I would stop, and then this one also would stop. And then the most weirdest part is, after a few seconds, it would just take off into the sky.
It wasn't a drone?
Absolutely. Even I would question myself, but this happened like late in around 2005, 2008.
Before like drones were even there.
No drones. Yeah, the drones were in there. The only technology I knew, like that kind of thing, would be like a tube light in the house, you know.
So you believe that 100% there's something out there?
There was something following you.
Yes. So this happened not just once. It happened twice.
Whoa! This more, is too much.
More stories. Claire, your husband's a pilot. He's had a close encounter, tell me.
Hi, yes. Yeah, he's a pilot, and about 15 years ago, he was coming into land into Paris, and he was on final approach, and they saw a craft of some sort to the left of their range of vision. Hmm. So they quickly radioed the tower and said, can you please confirm what's this traffic to the left of us?
Yeah.
And the radio control tower said, there is no traffic, continue. And they were like, no, we can see it. They could see light, they could see, it was a very strange shape, and it was very, very clear to them. And they refused to land, they did a go around, and they went around, and it just disappeared. It went so fast, I've never seen anything move as fast, and it went out of sight. And there were other aircraft as they were landing, radioing, saying the same thing to the control tower. The control tower was saying, no, there's nothing. And they landed safely. They had to do a report, but nothing was ever, they never found out what it was.
Or wow.
So it's not just your husband. It was like other aircrafts who saw
well,
this
obviously
thing
too. Everybody that was in the landing kind of line, they could all see it.
That's crazy.
I'm starting to believe it more and more.
Okay, Claire, thank you. Last one here. Omar, you don't believe in any of this. You think it's rubbish. There's a scientific explanation. Tell me.
That's right. So what the scientific explanation that says scientists have discovered 8 planets so far, which are Earth-like. Now, when they say Earth-like, it means that the scientists have measured the distance of these planets from their sun. And based on those distances, they have worked out the temperature of these planets. And hence, they have said that with the combination of water and temperature, the life is possible on these 8 planets. Now, let's talk about the aliens, where we assume that there is some species who is coming to the Earth. How is it possible? It may be possible because it depends on how long the life has been on that planet. So, maybe Earth is 300 or 400 or 500 years ago, 500,000 years ago, and that planet, the life started 800,000 years ago. So there is a very likelihood that a species will evolve, which will be more intelligent than the humans, and then they would have built stuff which we haven't built so far, and hence the UFO sighting explained that particular aspect clearly, where they said the maneuverability and the movement of these objects was even faster than anything that we could have imagined. So okay. That's what is my explanation.
All right, Omar. Everyone is allowed to have their own thoughts on this, and no one's right or wrong because no one can prove it right or wrong at this stage, right? Last call here because we are running out of time. Charles, you've had a very, very rare sighting. Charles, what is that?
Chris, very rare. Believe it or not, this actually happened in Dubai just a few weeks ago.
Mm.
Really, really rare. Actually had a sighting of Big Rossi in red, Liverpool's biggest supporter.
Whatever. Rossi wearing red. Oh my gosh. The Chris Fade Show. 53, fun morning. Great.
I just got to. It's good, isn't it?
Tell you one thing, guys.
Do this for a living.
Yeah, we had a little bit of a dance off earlier today. We talked about aliens and UFOs. You guys are. It is on the fence. There's still.
Sorry, guys, I need to do this.
So many people that believe that there are aliens and UFOs, and there's so many of you like, absolutely not, guys. Absolutely not.
I think Claire's story has really convinced
her. Her husband's a pilot and saw something in the air.
Yeah, I'm like, well, that's. When you're a pilot, you are at your most alert.
Look at his nose.
You know?
That's
legit convinced me. And then not only did that aircraft see it, other ones too. I'm down. I'm in.
You think?
And
you
pilots don't lie.
Pilots don't lie.
Yeah, either do hips.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Wow. No, Shakira said the same. No, I'm quoting Shakira.
But why is, what does hips have to do with aliens?
I'm just saying the hips don't lie.
She was actually meant to sing about chips, but
no, it was lips.
Oh, no, it was chips. She forgot the C off the front.
Yeah, and listen, a lot of your messages coming through this morning, which is great. We always love it. We get a lot of positivity messages coming in, just saying, hey, guys, thanks for the show, making us laugh, yada, yada. We appreciate that. We also get some of the negatives come through, which is great as well.
Honestly, like today.
Today's been a day that we've had like a couple of like complaints where we're like, what?
What have we done?
We got one saying, I'd like to complain this morning, Chris Fade likened crying like a baby to a woman and how she sounds like. How is this even acceptable? It's so derogatory towards women. Unfortunately, some people, they don't hear everything that we put out. And one of my words of advice is before putting in a complaint, just make sure you know what you're talking about.
But also, you know, they may be distracted whilst driving.
Possibly.
So they only hear certain things.
But I just want to know, like, it's okay. You may have misheard something. You want some clarity. I agree with that.
Correct.
But how do we take it so far as to, like, label words?
So,
you know?
Basically what I did is Cardi B's having a new baby, and I said that the baby's going to sound like this coming, like when she's born, the new baby.
Did you just ask the
it's going to sound like Cardi B and a baby crying.
Yeah,
that's
what
I said.
It was a really, really good joke.
It was really bad. It was a bad joke anyway, but at no time. So I actually called the woman up and I said, hi, I just want to clarify that you're saying that I'm derogatory towards women because I'm far from that,
yeah.
I would say.
Hmm.
No, you're not derogatory towards women.
I wouldn't say anything there, sorry.
I wouldn't be on this show. Yeah. Like, it wouldn't happen.
The other one, I got one on Instagram just now, and she's very sweet, this woman. She's a huge fan of the show. And she said to me, she said, hi, Chris. Please, could you stop being mean to people whose English is not their first language? And I said, what are you talking about? She said, the guy who was Indian just before, you said he was walking with his house. And I said, oh, yeah, I misheard him. The guy that we had on the radio before said he went for a walk near his house. I thought he said he went for a walk with his house.
No, you have
so
to.
So I said, you went for a walk with your house.
Yeah, it was another great joke.
Again, they're not good jokes. I appreciate that they're not good jokes. And if someone, you message me, say, but then she was saying that it was, you know, again, derogatory towards someone who doesn't speak English. I'm like, man, what is going on with people? Like, this is, I think we're in this culture right now where people just want to find things to complain about, right?
But then what I mean is, like, how did it go from, hey, you misheard him, to, you don't like people who's in it.
Yeah, people are so quick, right?
Like, how did it escalate so quickly?
I think it's the time that we're in.
Do you think we're all just a little bit, like, tensed up?
A lot of people are doing silly things that they shouldn't do, right? And saying silly things that they shouldn't say.
And I think social media and communication is, it's so good that we have social media and we're able to communicate more, be it on WhatsApp or on social, Twitter, Instagram. Yeah. But I think also some people should be banned from using it. Like, I just see some of the comments that come through on Twitter that are unrelated to anything. I just watch people complain on it. And I think, my gosh,
you know,
what you're complaining about right now is, in the scheme of this, of where we are in this world and what we're going through, some of the things that people complain about.
Yeah, so Ricky Gervais just did this.
Gervais, sorry.
Get on Twitter and say that she just said this the wrong way and how dare she.
Anyway, Ricky did this great bit. I wish I had the audio to play you, but I'll explain to you. So he was saying that the way things are rolling right now, it's as if someone put a notice board in a busy town square. You were walking by, decided to stop and look at the notice board, and the notice board said, we are giving guitar lessons. You decided you don't like guitars, so you call the person up and say, are you giving guitar lessons? They say yes. You say, I hate guitars. How dare you give guitar lessons? You were walking in the square. You decided to go read the notice board. You have nothing to do with it, but you will complain.
So true. That's exactly what that I feel sometimes as well. Eddie, what were you going to add?
Go on.
Oh, I
was just wondering, is Mercury still in retrograde?
No, it's done. It's finished.
Oh, okay.
Mercury's can't use
not
that.
In retrograde.
Can't use that.
Yeah, no, but Mercury's not. Is it for male and female Mercury in retrograde?
Yes.
How dare you? Of course it is.
Yeah. I know. Because I was going to say, like, men are to blame. That's what I'm saying here. Like, it's a man thing.
You really think you should be saying that?
Yeah, I know. Just, what can we say now possibly that gets us in the...
No!
Let's just move on.
I like grapefruits.
How dare you don't like oranges?
No, I'm sorry. I like to cut them in squares. Yep.
What?
I have them in squares. Okay. Happy birthday, Sheena. She's in studio right now.
Yay!
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Sheena. We just saw you pop in. We said, come in before we do our sports reporter. We just want to wish you happy birthday. We love you so much here at Virgin Radio.
Thank you. I love you guys, too, so much.
You are one of the nicest people that we work with. You and Eddie are the top two that are the genuine nicest person.
You're putting me on the same level as Eddie almost?
Yeah, pretty crazy that we would
impressive.
Do that, huh?
Yeah, thank you.
We love you. Happy birthday.
Thank you. Love you guys.
Oh, so good to have her. All right, she's back in studio too. Sheena's up from 10 o'clock today, by the way. Commercial-free music. Make sure you have her. Wish her happy birthday. Wish her happy birthday. All right, well, listen, we're on the look for our sports reporter here on the Chris Fade Show. We're doing live auditions throughout the week, last week and this week. And please welcome a contestant. Someone that's doing an audition right now, it is Donovan!
Yay! Woo!
What up, Don?
I'm good, Wagwan, team.
What'd you say?
Wagwan.
What's that?
What going
Wagwan.
On?
What's going on?
I've never heard that before. Am I like out of the loop? Wagwan.
Really?
Wow.
I've never heard that.
The language spoken in Jamaica. You talk about languages today.
Oh, yeah, Wagwan.
Wagwan.
You knew that, Ross?
Yeah.
How'd you know that?
It's a very common
really?
Term. Yeah,
never heard of it. I like it though. I'm going to use it. So
no, you don't say it.
I can go to someone. Hey, Wagwan.
See, like you sound weird.
Okay, awesome, yeah. Awesome. Donovan, where are you from, man?
Toronto, Canada. I'm Jamaican Canadian.
Nice. All
hey!
Right. And what do you do here in the UAE?
I am a deputy school principal.
Oh, have we met you before, Donovan? I think we have.
No, you have not. No, I have not had the pleasure.
He is 0-2 today.
He just lies.
I know everyone, okay? I know everyone.
He just blatantly lies.
I thought we met Donovan somewhere. I felt like we met him, but okay. All right, Donovan, you're going to give us a live sports report right now. You think you're the man for the job?
I'm going to give it my best shot, yes.
Okay.
No pun intended.
No, I get you. All right, so we're gonna hear you. You've got about 2.5 minutes here. Just be you, be cool. Let's talk sports. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Donovan. What's going on with the sports, Don? Bourbon.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Do you guys remember Florence Griffith Joyner, a.k.a. Flojo, the track star?
Yes, Flojo. Yeah, didn't she get done for drugs or something?
Well, ala yahama, but they haven't proven anything, but she's still considered the fastest female of all time. Since 1988, her record has not been broken. But the title of the fastest woman, though, is up for grabs in the Tokyo Olympics coming up because we have the Jamaican runner, Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce,
okay,
who's the second fastest female in the world. But we also have a young female, Sha'Carri Richardson from the U.S., who's also running some great times. So stay tuned and keep focused with that result.
Okay, cool. We'll look out for that one. That's the Olympics. What else? You got some local jiu-jitsu going on?
I've got some local jiu-jitsu, yeah. Do you guys like jiu-jitsu?
Love it. Love a bit of, jiu-jitsu.
Yeah.
I'll put you in a rear naked chokehold right now, Ross. You watch out. I'll get you in an armbar.
Okay.
Yeah, I think pretty soon it's going to become the national sport of the UAE. Now that the UAE is back giving sports and everyone can participate in sports, I attended on the weekend 2 jiu-jitsu championships. One of them was called the Mother of Nations Jiu-Jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
And that one was for Emirati daughters of Emirati mothers, actually. Oh. And then the other one was for the men.
Doctors.
Daughters.
Oh, daughters.
What's wrong with your hearing today?
I can't hear. I've got an ear infection. Maybe that's it. I thought you said...
Daughters.
I thought it was a BJJ, a jiu-jitsu competition for doctors of Emiratis. I was like,
what?
Man, that's really getting precise.
Okay. Yes, daughters of Emirati mothers. And the other one was called the Vice President's Jiu-Jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
They're both in the round 4, and they'll be having the finals championships.
Okay.
Later on in the year.
All right, you got 30 seconds here, brother. Tell me more. Last sport, American football. What have you got? Is that what we're talking about?
Okay, well, instead of the Euros, I'm going to be talking about football going on at the Copa America.
Yeah, I know. This is going...
Havana.
Exactly. I want to know exactly what's going on here because in America right now, you guys are competing as well in the Copa...
Not in America.
America's in this.
South America, yes.
But America's in this, right? No?
Well, no, it's just teams from South America. But they can invite 2 teams from outside of the South America border, and this year they were going to invite Australia and Qatar, But I think because of COVID and so on, they just stuck to the South American teams, yeah.
What is it with Australia just trying to get into other people's competitions? Not only the football, but the Eurovision Song Contest.
Yeah, relax, mate. We're good people. We're good
have
people.
Have your own stuff.
So how's the Copa going? Who's winning?
Well, right now we're in the quarterfinals starting Friday, July 2nd. And so far the teams that have qualified are Brazil, Colombia, Argentina, and Chile. And we're still waiting for the other teams to qualify right now. So it's going very well. And Neymar's about to set a record, and so is Messi during this time.
It's very cool. Listen, his name's Donovan. Well done, Donovan. Give him a big round of applause.
You did very different things, and I like that.
Good sports, very informative, good delivery. I'd like a little bit more energy from you, I think, a little bit more fast-paced info I think we would require if you do go through to the final round. But Donovan, I think it was a great job, and thank you so much for taking the time and doing this with us, all right?
Thank you for having me. Okay, talk to you guys soon.
All right, Wagwan.
Don't say it.
I'm using that. I love Wagwan. All right, listen, our sports reporter, we'll find a winner eventually next week, I think. Uh-huh. All right. Virgin Radio 104.4, Monday morning. That's it for us. Great show today. Talked about UFOs. We learnt more about that.
Yeah.
That's it. That's all we did.
We had
a lot of fun. We had a dance. If you haven't seen the dance-off that Rossi and I did, go and hit it up. Go to Chris Fate's show on the gram. I'd love you to. You can vote who's better. Rossi's winning this, by the way.
Rossi is winning it,
Sorry.
How is Rossi winning this dance-off right now?
I think just because, like, I'm more attractive, maybe.
You think
maybe,
so?
Like, the women, like, find me more attractive.
Oh, that's probably right. I agree with you, mate. Agree with you. Yeah, just agree with him, Chris. Okay. Listen, we are out of here. Up next, Sheena playing Your Feel Good Hits. Another 104 minutes of commercial-free music. Your Feel Good Hits continue, all right? We'll be back tomorrow. Have a great day. Have a safe day. From myself, Chris Fate, and the team, wear your seatbelts. Yalla, bye.
The Chris Fate Show, back at 6 a.m.
Virgin Radio.